You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
How well do we know the Lord? How well do we understand how much He did for us? Do you know Him well enough to be able to forgive others as He forgave us? Having established the high priesthood of Christ in chapter 7, the author of Hebrews now looks at the excellence of the work Christ accomplished. Hebrews chapter 8, verses 1 to 6. Now the point in what we are saying is this: we have such a high priest, one who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven, a minister in the holy places, in the true tent that the Lord set up, not man. For every high priest is appointed to offer gifts and sacrifices. Thus it is necessary for this priest also to have something to offer. Now if he were on earth, he would not be a priest at all, since there are priests who offer gifts according to the law. They serve a copy and shadow of the heavenly things. For when Moses was about to erect the tent, he was instructed by God, saying, "See that you make everything according to the pattern that was shown you on the mountain." But as it is, Christ has obtained a ministry that is much more excellent than the old, as the covenant he mediates is better, since it is enacted on better promises. He's arguing that the offerings made by the Levitical priests were patterned on the model of the true heavenly worship that was revealed to Moses. The earthly sanctuary, made by human hands, was constructed according to the true reality that precedes it, and that reality is better than the earthly sanctuary. The earthly sanctuary was provisional and temporary. It's in the heavenly sanctuary that our Lord Jesus Christ, the new high priest, makes his offering. Rather jarringly, Christ will offer himself, and we will read about it in Hebrews chapter 9. The author says that this is a new way that God is relating to us, not just a minor change, but a new way. That change is not in terms of the content of the law, but how the law will be interiorized. It will be written on our hearts and will be taught from within. The author then quotes Jeremiah 31, verses 31 to 33. Let's read that from Hebrews chapter 8, verses 8 through 12. For he finds faults with them when he says, "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will establish a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not like the covenant that I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. For they didn't continue in my covenant, so I showed no concern for them, declares the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my laws into their minds and write them on their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall not teach each one his neighbor and each one his brother, saying, 'Know the Lord.' For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. For I will be merciful towards their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more. All shall know me." Do we know the Lord? Where are we resisting the Lord? Where have we allowed the world to write its law on our hearts instead of God's law? "I'll be merciful towards their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more." Where do we need to taste more of God's mercy so that in turn we can forgive others as He has forgiven us?
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. If you would like to support this and other ventures, simply go to www.servantsoftheword.org/donate.